Ruby Campbell, and you're listening to Ruby Tuesday's Political Podcast. Today we're going to be interviewing a very important man in the political world, Mr. David Piccini, who represents the riding of Northumberland Peterborough South and is a member of the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario. I'm so excited to interview him because he is super important to our community, and I really enjoy learning about politics. So here he is, the one and only David Piccini. Well, maybe not the only one, but you know what I mean. I wonder how he contributes to our community.
In healthcare, so I've met and listened to our hospitals, our doctors, our nurses, our other allied health professionals, and subsequently we've, of course, increased the number of beds in our hospitals at Northumberland. We've invested $1.74 million into Campbellford Memorial Hospital. People in our community want to make sure that they have a good healthcare system that's there for them.
Wow, you and your team do a ton for healthcare. What helps you improve?
You got to get out there and listen to the people in our community. And that's what I do. And so every week I make a little point of always calling constituents, whether it's someone who's come into our office or just going through our voters list and calling people just to see how I'm doing. I ask them, I say, so what do you think I can do better? Sometimes they yell and they're angry, but it's good. I like people challenging me because it makes me a better MPP.
How do you help our community with jobs?
We've made a more competitive climate in Ontario for job creation. We've ensured that municipalities, our Port Hope, Cobourg, and others have the tools they need to attract investment for companies, high-tech startups, advanced manufacturing, auto, where we build cars. So we've worked with job creators there.
You must be very brave, calling people knowing that you might be yelled at. But you know, in the end, it will help you improve in our community. What keeps you positive during tough times or sticky situations?
Another thing that keeps me positive is my dog, Max. I always make time to go on walks with my dog. Helps get out in the forest, the Ganaraska Forest, and it just keeps me positive, getting out in the nature.
After talking with David Piccini, I have learned the role he plays is super important to our community, in healthcare and jobs especially. And he really cares about other people's opinions. Even though he may not agree with them, he takes the time, and it's obvious he cares. Special thanks to the app Anchor for providing me with sound effects and music and way more. Also, I would like to thank David Piccini for answering my questions. That's the end of my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.